You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Urban Monk UK with Urban Monk.
Urban Monk.
Live from Facebook, search Urban Monk UK.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Urban Monk UK
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, and welcome wherever you're watching on catch up or live in this wonderful world of ours. Welcome to Urban Monk 101, Mindfulness and Why Thinking is Killing You, live on A1R Radio and Moonstruck TV. So I want to continue the theme of mindfulness and manifestation and talk about the RAS, R-A-S. That's the Reticular Activating System. I think I said that right. If not, Google it. And I talk about the RAS a lot in my book, The Death of a Narcissist, which is available on Amazon. So if you haven't got it, why not? So I want to talk about the RAS. The Reticular Activating System is actually a walnut-sized piece of the brain, if you like. So it's at the base of the brain and at the top of the spine. And it's basically, its job is to look at things and to control things and to wake you up. You know, if you go to bed at night, you need to wake up at 5 a.m. Chances are you'll wake up 5 minutes before your alarm because your mind is focused on waking at 5 a.m. It's the RAS that does that. If you're looking for a new car, a red car, your RAS will search out the vibrational energy of red cars and you'll see more of them. As I mentioned last week, science says that's actually a thing, but it's not the fact that you're sending out vibrational energy to the universe. It's just that you happen to be aware of a red car, so you see more of them. Well, dress it up how you like. It's simply that's the way the brain works. Vibrational, scientific, looking for it, feeling it, seeing it, it matters not. So in the world of spirituality, where I come from, mindfulness is about getting the body and the brain and the mind to vibrate at the universal level. And to achieve that, we need to live in the moment, to be present without fear or anxiety. When we get stressed, as I mentioned on previous shows, and I'll mention again, it's the brain telling you that you're being attacked by a saber-toothed tiger and your body floods with cortisol, getting ready for fight or flight. So the RAS is a little walnut-sized shape, part of the brain that sends out those signals or listens to what you say. In the Chimp Paradox by Professor Steve Peters, that would be classed as the computer. We've got the human, the chimp, and the computer. So any event that you have, any incident or action or want or desire that you have, we store those thoughts and actions in the computer, in the RAS. It will then pop up the next time that situation occurs and say, didn't work out so well last time, so perhaps we're best not doing it this time. For example, I might have mentioned it before, it's a snowstorm, your TV's got no signal, you want to climb on the roof and sort your TV aerial out to get a better picture. The brain, the computer, the chimp even, to protect you from dying, would say, not a good idea. Last time you did that, you slipped off and broke your arm. That's how the computer works from Steve Peters' point of view. And from the RAS point of view, it's no different. It will send out signals about what you want. It will look for the things that you are searching for, and it will lead you and guide you towards those eventual results that you're actually after. So in mindfulness and in meditation, it's about not the how, but about the why or the what. So if you manifest and you start to live in the moment and be present without anxiety, we start to think about, this is what I would like to have, this is what I would like to achieve, this is what I would like to, we call them dreams. So in modern society, in modern parlance, we call those things dreams. It's really a goal. And a goal without a dream is just a wish. So we need to think about how we're going to achieve those things. And the more we think about them, like we think about the red car, then the more they come to pass. So it's not about how. People get bogged down with, I need $1,000. How am I going to earn that? Well, we don't need to worry about how. We manifest a lifestyle where that $1,000 would be there anyway. We live, as they say in psychology and science, we live as if. Spoke about it, I think, the last show or the show before I went on another walkabout. We want to look at what it is we want. We need to send out those signals into the universe. Those thoughts will then vibrate at the same energy level as the thing that you most desire. Again, science would say, well, that's not the case, because you can't just sit on your settee and wish for $1 million and $1 million will appear. But the Chinese say, and I spent a lot of time in China, the Chinese say, do nothing and nothing remains undone. So if you think about the double negative side of that, if you do nothing and nothing remains undone, then something must be happening. So we don't need to do the lottery. We don't need to go to this casino and gamble. We need to focus on manifesting through the RAS what it is that we actually desire. The universe will then find a way with those thought vibrations to connect you to the vibrational energy of what it is you want. Without being present, we can't vibrate at the universal level. We will be forever anxious. We will be forever angry. We will be forever frustrated. We will be pissed off. I'm not sure if I can say that, but Dave will tell me after whether I can or not. We'll be annoyed at the way our boss treats us. We'll be annoyed the way our partner treats us. We'll be annoyed about the way the guy cuts us up at the intersection or on the roundabout if you're from the UK. It's those thoughts, those vibrations that keep us bound to the earthly level when we're trying to get to our natural form, our spiritual level, our universal vibration. And we can only do that by being present. If the guy cuts you off, he probably didn't know, or she probably didn't know. Just let it go. Remember the film Bad Boys with the woo-saw? Do the woo-saw. It's quite simple. Just let it go. I was in Virginia City in I'm not sure if it's Nevada or California, one or the other, where Bonanza was filmed. I was there last year, and one of the first videos that I posted from that trip was a quote that's now my Urban Monk Facebook profile. It was a little T-shirt in a shop, and it just said, let that shit go. So by letting that shit go, nothing can bother you. And if nothing bothers you, you'll begin to vibrate at the universal level. You'll begin to vibrate at your earthly level, which is where you are meant to be able to pass through into the next dimension when that dreadful time comes where we pass. So while we're here, think about what it is you want. Think about what it is that you desire, and think and live it as if you already had it. So if you, I'm not suggesting you go out and spend $1,000 on a new guitar or $20,000 that you might not have on a new car. But in your mind, live it as if you have it. So feel like you're a millionaire. Feel like you're wealthy. Feel like you live in that picket fence house made out of logs in the wilderness. You feel like you're living off grid. Live it as if. And the how will present itself. Opportunities will arise that you weren't expecting, that will guide you to the next level. You'll meet somebody, you'll start networking. A story from a long, long, long time ago. I booked a trip with my family to Florida. It was something like $2,500 that I needed. I didn't know where the money was coming from. And I wasn't the urban monk at the time, so I wasn't enlightened, and I wasn't living the way I'm living now, living as if. I booked the trip. Didn't know how I was going to pay for it, but back in the day, you could book a trip and you had so many months before you needed to pay off the balance. So I booked the trip, didn't know how I was going to pay for it. And come deadline day, when it was time for the $2,500, I had no idea how I was going to pay it. And I got home from work and there was a brown envelope letter in the mail. Well, if you're from the UK, and I'm not sure about the rest of the world, but a brown envelope normally means it's a bill. It's something that you don't really want to open. But I opened it anyway. And it turned out it was a check for $2,500 from the solicitor that had dealt with the purchase of my new house. No idea. Didn't know it was coming. Didn't know that somewhere along the line, somebody was sat in an office looking at the amount of money that my builder or my real estate agent had put in a little pot for me to pay for any kind of legal fees that I might have had. So once all the legal fees were paid for and sorted out, the remaining outstanding balance was sent to me in a check for exactly £2,500, $2,500, let's say. Not something I knew was coming, not something that I was banking on when I booked the trip, but I lived as if I booked it, not wondering or stressed or fearful of how I was going to pay for it or if I was going to have to cancel and upset the children. I just carried on booking the holiday and living as if we were already going. And that's the same with every aspect of life. If we live as if, the universe will put things in place, the energy vibration that you have will be in place so that you are able to live your life as you want it to live. That all comes from the RAS, the reticular activating system. Google it. It will tell you exactly what's happening. Oh, I've got a message from somebody. Oh, hello, everybody. No, it's not everybody. It's not anybody. It's somebody. It's Dave telling me I've got 2 minutes to go. So I've waffled on enough. It's gone so quickly because I was really getting into my stride. So Google the RAS, reticular activating system. If you get a chance, hit me up on Facebook, Urban Monk UK, Facebook, and Long Road to Richmond, and urbanmonk@gmail.com and urmo.co.uk. That's the website, Urban Monk, urmo.co.uk. Stay safe, enjoy yourself. I'm having a ball of a time in Times Square, although the clouds are quite still at the moment. I'm not sure if it's the bad weather, but I'll catch you all on the other side, and take care and have a great week. See you soon.